Protection from all evils. Hazrat Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel to protect the person who recites any surah of the Quran in Majid before going to bed. Now even more easier. Any surah of Quran Sharif, and a person like myself is inna atina. Qul huwa Allah. Am I? Why not? Read it. But read something at least. And at least Allah ta'ala will keep us in his protection. This angel protects the person till he awakens. Merit of reciting the Quran and Majid before sleeping. The Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever recites 40 verses of the Quran and Majid at night will not be counted amongst the ghafileen. Who is the ghafileen? The negligent servants of Allah. That they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By reading 40 ayats, his name will not go in that register. And whoever reads 100 verses will be counted amongst the qanitin, those who exert themselves in devotions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after Isha namaz, he recited Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And what about the surahs in Surah Yasin, you can read also. Might be about 50 ayats, 70, 80 ayats, almost 100 ayats. Then he read all these surahs. They might come to 100 ayats, then his name will come in that record of the qanitin. A narration in the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim rahmatullah Ali states that even if a person reads 10 verses, he will not be regarded among the ghafileen, the negligent ones. Even easier now, 10 ayats he reads. And then his name will be not included in the register of the ghafileen, the negligent ones.